This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have a first-round playoff update. We'll hear from two key players that have helped push their teams on to round two. David Quenneville, defenseman for the Medicine-Hat Tigers, and Regina Pats Top Gun Sam Steele. Also, he was one of two WHL graduates to win a University Cup men's hockey title. Former Kamloops Blazer captain Dylan Willick is fresh off a second straight championship for the University of New Brunswick Varsity Reds. He'll join us later. Going into Saturday night, five of the eight first-round matchups were still up for grabs. Three of the series are over. The Regina Pats swept the Calgary Hitmen. The Seattle Thunderbirds took care of the Tri-City Americans in four straight. And the Medicine Hat Tigers knocked off the defending Edgenouth Cup champions in a four-game series sweep of the Brandon Wheat Kings. The late-season return of Tigers defenseman David Quenneville has been huge for Medicine Hat. He had 10 points in the series against Brandon to lead the way. He spoke with longtime voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley.
Dave, an outstanding series for this Tiger Hockey Club. A clean sweep over a very good team, the Brandon Wheat Kings. Does this come as a surprise to you?
I think a little yes and maybe a little no. I think anytime you think you might sweep a team, it maybe sounds a little far-fetched. But and also in a sense where I think with the work we put in last week and the way we played, it was achievable. We battled really hard throughout the series and we were consistent with our habits. So I said, in a way it was a real achievable. And but you don't always think it'll happen, and I'm really glad we got it done.
Was there a pivotal point, a turning point in that series, do you think, that you finally said, hey, we can do this. We can get these guys in four games.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was in game three. First two games were fought really hard, but game three, after we had that third period, I think we had it. We knew that we could really take over games when we really needed to and when we really decided to play our style of game, which was, being consistent with our habits, and not turning pucks over. And I think that was really important the last two games there, and I think that ultimately led to our final success.
You, of course, with 10 points in the four games, three goals, seven assists, and were you doing anything different? Do you feel real good about your game now after you came back from that broken leg?
Yeah, I think my game is slowly coming along. I think I'm getting real confident with my skating again. It took a really long time to get that back and be confident to be able to maneuver around and maybe start covering for guys instead of guys having to always cover for me. So in a sense, it's real comforting, knowing that I can get around the ice again. And the points are points, I guess. I'm just really happy we got the eight in the series and got it done.
All right. Just kind of waiting right now to see who you're going to meet in the second round. And Lethbridge, Red Deer, do you prefer any team?
No, I think right now we just kind of look to rest and take care of our bodies. But I think either team, we're going to play hard. I think both those teams play a really hard game, and I think we'll be prepared for either team that we end up facing.
Lethbridge is a skilled team, Red Deer a heavy team. That doesn't bother you at all because the Tigers are skilled as well, and you like to freewheel a little bit.
Absolutely. I think I look at Brandon and I see both those things. I see them having a couple heavy lines that can really lean on you with some skill, some high-end skill they have, and it wasn't a problem for us. So for me, it's either matchup we play against, I think with the talent and the hard work we have in the room, I think we can get it done. And it's real cliched, but it's the truth. When we're consistent with our habits and we're not turning pucks over and we play the way we play and the way we played in that Brandon series, no doubt in my mind we'll be okay.
Dave Quenneville, congratulations on the round one win. It's a first big step, so all the best in round two.
Thanks so much, Rids.
The quest for the Edgenouth Cup. This is the WHL This Week Playoff Edition.
In Regina, the Bob Clark Trophy winner for the regular season scoring champion, Sam Steele, had a huge series against Calgary. He spoke with voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews.
Here at the Western Hockey League and CHL Player of the Week, Sam Steele, a goal and five assists in two games to start the series against the Calgary Hitmen. Second time this year you've received the honors. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's a nice little honor, especially when you're up in the series. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that's what it's about, isn't it? I mean, to get the personal accolades for off to a good start in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. There's the individual stuff, but this time of the year, it's all about the team and about getting those wins.
It really just a carryover from the regular season, wasn't it? I mean, to win the Bobby Clark Trophy as the leading scorer and lead the entire CHL, I mean, it's kind of just been a carryover for you?
Yeah, I think I just didn't try to change too much, just, you know, try to bring my game to the next level, because I think that's what playoffs are all about. Everybody needs to find that extra gear, so I think... I'm definitely happy with the start that we've had.
And then the day later, you have scored a hat trick in Game 3. That was a pretty special performance, wasn't it, here on the road?
Yeah, it's nice to contribute, especially on the road, and that was an important win.
Awesome, Sammy. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Jeff Chenoweth, president and general manager of the Kootenay Ice Hockey Club, has announced the Chenoweth family, owners of the Edmonton and Kootenay Ice franchise since 1995, have entered into an agreement to sell the WHL team to Winnipeg entrepreneur Greg Fettes and hockey executive Matt Cockle. The transfer of ownership of the franchise is conditional upon the approval of the WHL Board of Governors. WHL is scheduled a special in-person meeting April 27th to review the new ownership application.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
He was a Kamloops Blazer captain and former WHLer from 2009 to 2013. And lo and behold, a second University Cup championship with the University of New Brunswick Varsity Reds. Dylan Willock, a familiar name, of course. Dylan, congratulations. This is old hat for you now, a second straight university title.
Yeah, thanks very much, but... Definitely getting used to the feeling of this winning thing going on right now, and I could definitely keep getting used to it if I...
The old cliche question is, which one was better, the last two? I know this one was special because it was right there in your home ice.
Yeah, I think you'll always remember the first one a lot kind of thing, but the difference was in Halifax, you know, it was thousands of screaming fans and hatred, and this year was thousands of screaming fans just loving it and hopping on the ice, and I think, honestly, it was more exciting to win it at home in front of everybody. And, yeah, tough to explain how that feels, but awesome.
You're one of just two WHL graduates to take part and be on that national championship team. And the other one had a pretty big game, a pretty big championship game. Cam Braze, who spent the majority of his time with Lethbridge and then at the tail end, Moose Jaw. Boy, a four-goal game. He's got to be the big man on campus here right now.
He would be if he was still on campus, but he's trying out for an AHL team right now. So, you know, a game like that, you get a little bit noticed. But he was an incredible player the entire time I've been here, and somehow he always elevated his game in the playoffs. And obviously, in the biggest game of probably his career, he showed exactly what he could do. It was insane, and he's definitely going somewhere with that kind of tenacity and the right time of the year.
Well, you cap your university career here with back-to-back championships. Your plan is to graduate here, I know, and go on from there. Your 4 years of university-level hockey in the WHL scholarship program, how was it, if you could sum it up?
It's just been fantastic. I mean, everything's been so pretty smooth sailing from, you know, first year here with a great team, very welcoming, and makes it easy to transition into it. And then, obviously, the success that you have on ice and so far, the success that I've had off ice, I mean, everything about the experience has been, you know, more than what I had imagined going into it. And I'm proud to look back on what I have accomplished so far, and obviously, you know, a little bit of question marks as to what happens next, and that's always the scary and exciting part about it all.
4 years under the WHL scholarship program. We've talked before about it, knowing that it's not really something you think about when you're playing, but it's nice to have when it's all said and done here. But how's it been for you?
Certainly, it's been just easy. I mean, you get an email about 3-4 weeks before the school year starts, just basically asking what school, like, you know, fill out some forms to say what school you're going to, and somebody in an office takes care of the rest for you. It's been absolutely incredible how easy it's been for me, and everything just runs smoothly. I've been so thankful that it worked out the way it has, because it's made my entire university career that much easier.
It's easy to stay in touch, I guess, with what's going on in the Western League with social media and things like that. So how often do you kind of keep tabs on the Blazers in the Western League?
Honestly, I think Twitter's the easiest way. I think I still follow you and I follow Blazer Hockey. So every morning after you guys play, I for sure get the score update on it all. With the four-hour time difference, sometimes it's tough to actually sit down and watch the hockey games.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that the website always has highlights posted some point in the next day, so at least I can check out, you know, the highlight reels and keep tabs on the standings themselves.
Well, that's great. Hey, Dylan, what a way for you to maybe perhaps cap your university career. We'll wait and see about next season, but back-to-back University Cup titles, a U-Sport championship this year. Great stuff. Way to represent the Western Hockey League out there on the East Coast, okay?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's always good to talk to you, John.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to both Bob Ridley and Phil Andrews for their help. Next week, we'll set up the second round WHL playoff matchups. Hey, I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.